jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou, baby. I dreamed we sat beneath the scented bough, baby. Your eyes a shine, what a pair. Your face near.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil. It's almost Valentine's Day. We have Carolyn Joy here, and we have Clay Young from Bird Call. And if you're trying to think of something to do for Valentine's Day, but you want to save a little money, I think we've got some good options, because Clay has not brought one sandwich. He has brought two. So you have brought, Clay, welcome, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You've brought the deluxe, and then you've brought the southern, and then you've got some yummy fries. So fries, I don't think, really need a lot of explanation sometimes. But the sandwiches, we might need a couple explanations. Maybe
Definitely.
We can start on the southern. It looks like, Carolyn, you kind of jumped ahead. What was
I
it did. Like? Was it good for you?
I had to have a little bite while it was still kind of warm, because I think that, oh, you know, when things are the right temperature, it always makes it taste a little bit better. And I didn't even move to the other one because the first one was so good. So I think it's delicious. It's got great texture, and I love the crunch. Tell us about
that's
it.
That's the
crispy
southern,
chicken,
right?
Yeah. The one you've been eating, the southern, it's a southern coleslaw and pimento cheese on top of our crispy chicken. And the deluxe there is a romaine base on top of tomato, our crispy chicken, and then followed up with everyone's favorite bacon and pepper jack cheese, topped with a buttermilk herb mayo.
So no calories.
Very few.
And now, Clay, I'm just looking at you and not liking you now, because I said earlier I'm trying to give up meat, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, you're talking pepper jack cheese. You've got buttermilk in there. I'm like, oh my gosh, and it looks beautiful. So I'm like, Carolyn's going to go in for the taste test, because the first one she said was really good. And then the pimento cheese, though, I want to talk just a little bit on the southern for just a second, because you said there's something special about the coleslaw, or?
It's just our southern coleslaw. It's our recipe on the southern classic. Anybody who's grown up in the South knows that that is at every family reunion, every picnic, every potluck. It's just a staple, as is pimento cheese.
Okay. And then, Carolyn, I know you and I were talking a little bit beforehand, well, just this week, and we were talking, we're going back and forth. And so she brought this wine, and we were trying to figure out, like, which sandwich would go best with the wine that she brought. But the thing is, I was like, I'll just have him bring both. And you look like you're enjoying this. But the thing is, we were talking about, though, too, is because I think sometimes we think it's Valentine's Day, we've got to go out to some, you know, fancy place, spend a ton of money. But sometimes a lot of us don't have a ton of money, but we still want to have a nice romantic date night. And so I think we could pick up a sandwich or two, get a nice glass of wine or a nice bottle of wine from Carolyn's place. So any thoughts on that, Carolyn?
Yeah. Why not keep it fun and casual? This seems like a great date night. The only thing is, you'd want to make sure that you actually knew the person, because these are big sandwiches, and, you know, to get your mouth around it. It's like you don't want to eat ribs on a date or something, because you've got barbecue sauce all over your mouth.
Yeah, dripping down. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, these are definitely hearty sandwiches. But I love the idea of having, like, a really good bottle of wine that's not breaking the bank, a really good, healthy, you know, fresh food. We can talk a little bit about that, you know, where you're sourcing your food, because I think that that's what's important. And, like, the wine that I brought fits right in with that thought. So, I mean, you can sit down and watch a movie, and you don't have to go out on a night when so many other people are going out, or have, like, a huge steak and chocolate and all of these things. I mean, to me, this is hearty, but it's still not where you're going to feel, like, totally stuffed.
Definitely.
And not good.
And, well, but what is good is these fries as well, because I'm like, okay, you guys season them, but they're not, like, you know how sometimes people load salt on them, and then it's like you can taste the salt, but you really can't taste the fries. So these are good as well. So.
Yeah, we've got a great team in the back, and they make very good food.
So talk to us about your food source, because I think that's what is, you know, important. Sometimes people are really busy, and you don't want to go out. Like, I really don't want to go out and eat fast food, because I think that it's not necessarily good for me. I want to make sure that what I'm putting in my body is food.
Yeah.
Actually food. So,
and that's kind of that's kind of one of our points as a restaurant. You know, you think of chicken sandwiches as fast food. We really put a lot of pride in the quality of our ingredients, the freshness. Nothing really frozen in there at all. Besides, I mean, fries come frozen. It's just nature of the beast, but everything's super fresh, high quality ingredients. We know we're not the cheapest sandwich out there, and we don't want to be. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're about. It's about bringing great food to the communities, and we love being a part of it.
So great texture, really well seasoned, not too salty, lots of layers of flavor. So great job. The lettuce is crisp. There's nothing worse, I think. Can't stand soggy lettuce or buns. That's ugh. So really good job.
And I think that's good because it's been, what, about 20 minutes or so since you left the restaurant and you've been over here. So for that to be crisp and then the bun to still be crisp as well, not the sogginess and everything else, that's kind of a good, to me anyway, I'm thinking, okay, it's a time teller. You know what I'm saying? A good test of time, I think, so to speak.
All of our sauces are made in-house. Every few days, it's very fresh. So there's nothing sitting around and getting, you know, kind of stale. Our bread is all... comes from Aspen Baking Company here locally.
Okay.
So that bun you have right there was most likely baked this morning.
Well, let me ask you, Carolyn, because like you said, we have a lot of flavors going on here. We've got the buttermilk ranch or the mm-hmm. buttermilk. Okay, so we've got buttermilk ranch. We've got pimento cheese on the southern here. We've got the coleslaw in here. We've got bacon on the deluxe. We've got the tomato, everything. But then you've brought it all together mm-hmm. with this. It's a muscatel? Muscatel? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so this is an Austrian wine. It's actually Muscateller is the grape, and it's called Sauvage, and it's from Heidi Schrock. And I wanted to feature this wine for a few reasons. One, I just tasted it, and we were actually hosting a dinner with her. She's coming all the way from Austria, which she comes to the States about once a year to... She comes at the beginning of the year, and she says she really likes the positivity that she gets to kind of start off her year right.
Okay.
I just thought it was a really cool wine. We're always looking. We don't always get wines that we can stock the whole year. Like this wine, maybe. Her whole production is 3,300 cases. So that's like minuscule in the wine world. And then she exports a certain amount of that. And this is only 5% of her production.
Okay.
So, I mean, this comes in really tiny amounts, and we probably won't have it after, you know, we sell a couple cases. That'll probably be it. But what I just loved it. It was different. When you think muscat, and we've talked about this a few times, you think sweet.
Mm-hmm, yes.
It's very aromatic, but she lets this ferment till it's done fermenting. So, you know, along the lines with your restaurant, what she does is it's very natural. It's all sustainably farmed. Everything is handpicked. And then she lets the wine ferment with its natural yeast. And it ferments as long as it can. She doesn't, like, stop the fermentation with temperature or anything else. And so each vintage is going to be a little bit different. And I've tasted her wines before, and I went through a whole lineup, and I was amazed at how much structure. So to explain that, maybe it comes in layers. It fills your whole mouth, not just with a roundness, but also with acidity and a little bit of tannin, and I don't know how to explain it, but her wines are very structured, and you can just taste how, I mean, it's super easy to drink, and it goes, I think it actually would go with almost all of the things that are on the menu, because it has a little bit of that sweetness that would cut through some of that would counteract some of that heat that you have in some of your dishes. And it also has a lot of acidity, which helps with the fried chicken and the crunch and, you know, the buttermilk sauce and the pimento cheese and all of those things where you want something with a little bit of acid to cut through some of those flavors.
Now, you just said the word fried chicken because the sandwich is the chicken is fried. But then when we were talking earlier, Clay, you had mentioned, though, about grilled chicken as well. So let's just say if I go in and I'm like, oh, I don't really want a fried chicken, can I get the Southern or the Deluxe or one of the other sandwiches as a grilled chicken instead?
You can get all of our sandwiches with you can replace the crispy chicken on all of our sandwiches or add to the salads grilled chicken or crispy tofu.
Oh.
Ooh, how's the tofu?
It's very good.
Did not know that, Clay.
As a meat eater myself, it is hard to admit, but yes, the tofu is very good.
So do you have the sandwich as a tofu sandwich?
The only one that comes
salads?
With tofu is our veggie, but it can be interchanged with any of the options on our menu. Hmm.
Okay, so I'm out on a date. It's, you know, I'm Valentine's Day, and, you know, I don't want meat, and then he's telling me, we got to go have meat. I can go to Bird Call, and I can say, I want the deluxe. I don't want any bacon, but I want tofu instead, or I want the Southern or some of the other. You actually named a sandwich that you said it was like a three alarm sandwich earlier. What was this one? We were talking off air, but I have to hear this one because it was like jalapenos and some extra Nashville hot sauce. Tell us about that. We gotta digress for a minute.
Our new sandwich, the Triple Threat. We just released it on February 1st. It is a fresh jalapenos with our Nashville hot sauce, extra hot actually, topped with habanero aioli.
Oh, I'm in love. Okay, keep talking. I love the heat, so keep talking.
I can't make it past one bite. I'm not a spicy food fan that much. Some of the guys really love it, and we've had a huge request for a spicier sandwich beyond what is our regular Nashville hot, and that's where this sandwich comes in. And we hope it's a great one and everyone loves it.
And once again, it could be exchanged for the crispy tofu?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mindy's got her.
I know. She can't see this, listeners, but.
Right. She's thinking. I can see.
The wheels are spinning. My eyes are bulging. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And the habanero aioli will be offered as one of our in-house sauces, so we can add that to any sandwich on the menu.
All right, great. Okay, yeah, because I think, because I'm really trying to get away from meat, and so I was like, oh, I want to. But then hearing that there's the tofu, I'm like, that's a good option for people as well. And then going back to, you know, the wine, I do want to ask you a question, though, Carolyn, because we've been doing these wine and food pairings for a while now. But I think in my head I've always been wondering, what makes you select a specific winery?
Well, I'm trying to choose wines that maybe people haven't had, from areas where maybe they're not typically buying their wine. And just, I think it's really fun to expose people to things that they haven't had, but still approachable. Like, I don't want to go too far out on a limb. Sometimes I will, and I'll tell you, like, hey, we're going to go out on a limb today and try something really strange.
Okay.
But what I want to do is, you know, think about also what's appropriate for the time of year. Mm-hmm. Pick things that are affordable for people. And also, I mean, we do have a real focus on what I'll say are natural wines. And that's, again, a loose canon sort of where, but what I mean by that are wines that are organically grown. The grapes are organically grown. There's native yeast, and they use as little sulfur as they can. And also on their farm, they have like a little environment where they're really being stewards of the land. Okay. So that's kind of a looser interpretation than a lot of people have. But this wine, like this food, you know what's in the bottle. Mm-hmm. She's not manipulating this wine at all. It's a reflection of this vintage. It's just grapes. That's what's in this wine. Mm-hmm. And so when you're drinking it, you're not thinking, well, I wonder if it's this or that, or, you know, people have no idea what's, I mean, if you have a mass produced wine, you need consistency. And in order to achieve consistency, you have to have a recipe of sorts.
Okay.
And it's really about chemistry more than it is about art. So I'm trying to bring things here that reflect, you know, people and places and estates rather than chemistry. One thing that is also unique about this wine is that 10% of it stays on the skins for a week. So that's a really long time for white wine. Okay. Sometimes if we're going to make orange wine, it could be maybe months on the skin. Mm-hmm. But generally with a white wine, you press it and you're just taking the juice because you just want that freshness and the fruit of the grape. But she does 10% for a week. And so you're getting a little extra texture, a little bit of tannin. If you smell it, there's a little bit of funk in there. Just a touch. Mm. So, and then she ages it in acacia wood, which is common for, I guess it's an oak, acacia oak, and that's common for Austrian wine. So it's really just something different. A lot of different drinkers would like it. Somebody, obviously, that would like Moscato, but also Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, any sort of crisp, dry white wine, you'll love this wine, too. We sell all of those wines because we want to have them for our customers, and there's nothing wrong with them, but it's great to be able to have options and sort of explore. And it's an evolution. I mean, I'm learning all the time. A lot of these wines weren't available 10 years ago, for sure. Mm-hmm. some of them 5 years ago. And as Denver grows and people are interested in more things, you know, we're expanding our palates. People are just being, are more experimental. And that goes across the board with like all of our bourbons and spirits and also all of our craft beers. But, you know, obviously my focus is going to be wine.
Okay. So let me ask you, we're 2 days away from Valentine's Day. You know, me and my honey, we want something, you know, can we stop by for a tasting tonight or?
Definitely. Yeah. Well, for sure, we'll be tasting this wine. And also, you know, another great Valentine would be that we're doing this wine pairing dinner with Heidi. Like I said, she's coming from Austria. It's on the 18th. It's with Table 6.
Okay.
And it's a 5-course dinner. And that would be, it's only, I think, 12 or 16 people. So that would be a great date.
Okay.
To have. But, I mean, we have all price points and all sorts of different wines. If you want to have chocolate and a sweet, we've got that. If you want a steak, if you want a fried chicken sandwich, I mean, this is delicious. It's fun. Just make sure you know the person so you're not slapping all over your face.
But that could be a good thing, too. That's the test of will
That's
they
true.
Stay with me
That's
or not.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm a messy eater, will you still like
okay,
me?
Okay, if you want to test your date.
Yeah, there we go. Now, Clay, we focused on just, you know, the Southern and the Deluxe, mm-hmm. A couple other sandwiches that are, but you guys also have salads as well, so a couple other menu items?
We do, yes. The Southern is my personal favorite.
Okay.
I also enjoy our grilled chicken Caesar.
Okay.
It's a Caesar salad in a sandwich.
Oh.
It's very good. It has a nice Parmesan crisp on there that is delicious.
Mm.
Our most popular salad is probably the Asian salad or the Cobb salad. The Nashville Hot is our most popular sandwich.
Okay.
For those that like a little kick, we can also make it extra hot.
Oh, going the extra mile.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and we're here in Five Points, and you all are in Five Points as well, so you're not too far. So I'll put up a link to your location as well. But it's not just your location. There's, what, two others?
Two others right now. We've got one over near DU on Evans, and we have one inside the Whole Foods downtown. I also would like to add, you know, we are a little, you know, yes, we are a restaurant. We like to think we're a little more, though, especially within the community. We have a program called our 1% Back. And so for anybody who wants to, you know, eat food with a conscience, right now for February, our 1% Giving Back is for WIRES, which is the NSF Wildlife Information Rescue and Education Service.
Wow.
They're based in Australia, and right now with all the wildfires right there, they've been doing incredible work during the devastating fires, and we're happy to support their efforts through our 1% Back to the Community.
And I will put if there's a link on your website.
We
okay, so
that.
I'm going to put a link. Yeah, that would be great, because I'll put a link to your restaurant. I always put a link to Carolyn's establishment as well. So I'd like to say thank you both for coming. We've got your glasses ready, so come on in. Let's give
Cheers.
A little clink. 1, 2, 3.
Of wine and thou, baby.